Welcome to the Together at Peace podcast. Here's the founder, Christine Marzullo, and her co-host, Brittany Jelinek.
Welcome to the Together at Peace podcast, where we have comforting conversations about how we remember, honor, and keep the light of our loved ones who have passed away shining brightly in our lives. I'm the founder of Together at Peace Foundation, Christine Marzullo.
And hi, I'm Brittany Jelinek.
We have Brittany Jelinek here with us today as our co-host and our friend Kim Pickering, who's a gentle, faithful, and kind mother who lives her life letting the bright light of her daughter, Kendall, who passed away in 2020, shine brightly in everything she does. Kim, thank you for joining us today and sharing the impact and inspiration your daughter continues to have through you, her sister Taylor, all her friends, family, and the world as they learn of her story and signs of hope.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Well, we know Kim so well because she is the earliest friend of Together at Peace, and we love talking to you, and I can feel Kendall's spirit surrounding us today. I have her picture here so we can kind of feel her spirit with us. Mm-hmm. I honestly do feel her around me every day. She helps inspire me and help bring Together at Peace to the world, and your stories and all the things you're doing in your life inspire so many people. So I want to talk about a couple things today. Just about Kendall's life when she was here, all the little things that she loved, how she inspired her friends and family, and then about all the ways you're remembering her and keeping her love and legacy alive by all the different things that you do. So let's get into a little bit about Kendall and some of the things she loved to do while she was here.
Well, Kendall was a beautiful swimmer. She loved swimming. She had fun swimming. She was the most determined person that I ever knew. She inspired people. She was a leader. She was a kind person. And that's what she's remembered for.
The kindness is like her biggest legacy, I think. But aside from the kindness, she was like Olympic bound swimmer. So her determination, I think, has just really provided a lot of people with inspiration to pursue their ambitions. Mm-hmm. And the way she touched the lives of her teammates and her family and friends has left like a significant impact. And some of the things that they do in her memory are the swim meets that are named after her. And I know you have done a lot of things to spread kindness and awareness and help swimmers. So can you tell us a little bit about some of the things that have been established in her memory?
Yes, we have established an award called the Kendall Pickering You Got This Award. There's a plaque up at the high school at Central. And each year, a sophomore is awarded her award. And it's based on Kendall's, you know, attributes. It's chosen by the team and the coaches. And then we've also established two scholarships. One at the high school, and it's called the
Ripple Effect.
No, that's the other one.
There's a lot.
We have a swim meet that's in her name called the KP Invite, and it starts off the swim season at high school. It's the first meet of the season, and there's 10 teams that come in. It's really fun. We do a lot of things to honor her. Last year, I really made a lot of like games out of it and gave out prizes for anyone that got close to her records because, you know, she, before she passed, she had just broken 16 school records.
Wow.
And then the other scholarship is the Ripple Effect Scholarship. And that was established by the Rise swim team, Adam Cremeau. Which I'm sorry, Adam, I never say his name right. But he's, he wanted to do something to honor Kendall and came up with this Ripple Effect Scholarship. And now there is going to be a swim meet every Mother's Day weekend down at UIC. And it's called the Kendall Pickering You Got This Meet. And it's also a lot of fun, a lot of little kids.
Yeah.
Because it's a club event.
Okay.
And so we give out lots of little fun prizes that you have helped me come up with.
Well, let's get into how we met. So The very first time we met was at the first Memory Mile that was hosted in 2021 locally in our town in Hinsdale. And Kim and I hadn't previously met, but on the day of the event, you showed up and you had a beautiful pictures of Kendall, and a lot of people joined you that day. Can you tell us a little bit about how you learned about the walk and what brought you there and the people that came with you?
You know, Christine, I saw the article in the newspaper and I read about it and I thought, you know, when it was shortly after Kendall passed, and I thought, you know, this is going to be something that might be really nice for the girls to go to, you know, Kendall's friends. Because at that point, I was just like, I want to do something to try to help us all get through.
And she was a sophomore, right? So at the time she passed, so she was 14 or 15.
She was 15.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of the kids were just starting, you know, they were in high school, they were younger, they were looking for ways to kind of do things in memory of her. And you're such a caring, beautiful person that you're always looking out for others and being compassionate and kind. And that's one of the things that I really admire about you. You let Kendall's spirit continue to shine through you. And anyone that meets you can feel that coming from you. And I think we get a lot of signs from Kendall, and you have gotten so many over the years. I know one in particular that happened that you shared with me at the walk. Can you share a little bit about that photograph that was taken?
Yes. Well, your walk really inspired the girls and inspired me, because that's when it really all kind of started, when the girls started seeing signs. And during the walk, Francie took a picture of a heart. You had a big heart balloon display and it had flowers in it, I remember. But Francie took a picture of it, and then she was walking along and she came and showed me. She goes, "Mrs. Pickering," she said, "look at this." And the picture had, and we had already, every 15th of the month, the first year, we got together, Kendall's friends and I, and we did a balloon launch with purple heart balloons. And Francie took this picture and she came over and showed me. And up above the heart, there was a reflection from the light, I think a reflection off of the flowers, purple hearts.
Like floating in the sky.
Yes.
I know, I get the chills every time I think of it. And I wrote the blog about Kendall, the You Got This blog. Mm-hmm. I posted it on there. So you can see that on our website. If you go to our blog section, there is a blog about Kendall, and the picture that we're talking about is on there. It's purple hearts in the air that literally showed up in a photograph. So the signs have really become the hope, I think, for you and for so many of Kendall's family and friends. So that's just, you know, one of the things and one of the signs of many that you connect with her on. I wanted to, the You Got This mantra, that's kind of what Kendall always encouraged her friends, you know, when they were swimming or just in life in general. And I think, like, Brittany, when we were talking about some of the things to remember about Kendall, there's that, you know, you got this, black rubber bands, purple hearts, the color purple. There's so many things that, like, she reaches out and touches people around the world now as you share your story.
I also will never see the word kindness and not think of her.
Really?
Yeah. I love that. And whenever I see the word kindness, I think Kendall's kindness. Mm-hmm. And then for me, you know, I didn't have the honor of meeting her, but I feel like in that way, I'm able to know her now in that the way that her legacy lives on.
Yeah. So we met at the Memory Mile, get back to our little story. And after that, as Kendall would have her junior year, then her senior year, and her senior year, they were honoring her at her invite at her swim meet. You asked me to help you organize a Memory Mile. Mm-hmm. And so we had the Memory Mile. And that's when I really got to know Kendall even deeper, because Kim had shared her notebook. And, like, you know, every kid does, they draw inspirational phrases and they make, you know, making waves and keep swimming, just keep swimming. And she had so many inspirational little doodles that we designed these banners around her doodles and all of her accomplishments and how she connected with family and friends. And so along the track at the high school, we display these banners of her life with her pictures and her little notebook drawings to kind of inspire the school and the teammates and all the other swim community that came out that day. That was a really beautiful day. And you could feel Kendall, just her spirit surrounding. And I think that's kind of where the whole black rubber band started to get traction and get shared. So can you share a little bit about what a black rubber band means to you and how the story kind of came to be? And that's a sign for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't even know anything about the black rubber bands until the high school held a vigil out in the parking lot. It was still kind of COVID. COVID was just coming out. So it was like a big deal, I remember, for the coach to let everybody walk into the pool After the, you know, we had the lanterns, and then there was probably 300 people there, and he let everybody walk in around the pool. Her friends threw dimes in her lane, and everybody had to walk single file. And then he had a memory, he had a table set up. And then as everybody was leaving, as I was leaving, Coach B pointed up at the ceiling, and I just thought he was pointing at heaven. Well, I found out that week that there was actually a story behind it, that he was pointing at the black rubber bands that were hung on the ceiling of the pool. So I'm like, you know, I didn't know anything about it. Well, I found out that the girls, and Kendall would initiate it, would shoot black rubber bands at the ceiling of the pool before practice. Kendall was the only one that got them to stick. So she had 22 black rubber bands stuck to the ceiling of the pool. One of them was hanging from a hair.
So that was her claim to fame in the pool area.
That was her claim to fame. And then
outside of her record breaking.
Ever since I heard that story, I find a black rubber band wherever I go.
I know you find so many of them. Let's talk about that. So you shared this story at the luncheon last year. And since then, you know, we have people that attended the luncheon texting us pictures of black rubber bands. And that's kind of Kendall's signature sign, I would say. To me, it's, you know, it's like time flies when you're having fun. And she, that's one of the, you know, pages in her notebook that she designed. And we had put picture of her with the black rubber bands up in the ceiling. So, I mean, I find black rubber bands all the time. I know you do.
And I text you all the time. I just found, hi, Kendall.
Yeah. And it's a beautiful sign too, because it's a circle, which is, you know, eternal. Mm-hmm. And I think it's anywhere in the world. She's an American Airlines flight attendant. Him. So you're flying, you know, in the air, looking at heart clouds out the window all the time. Mm-hmm. She's always finding heart clouds, and you're always finding rubber bands in the airport, on the airplanes, you know, around the world.
Yeah. The silliest places too.
I know. Yeah. So I would encourage everyone, you know, if you see a black rubber band, to think of Kendall and think of kindness and think of spreading kindness in honor of not only Kendall, but all of our loved ones who've passed away. I think doing good and being kind in their honor, that's something actionable we can all do, and we all strive to do that and be, you know, a better person, and letting the love of, you know, our loved one who's passed away shine through us. So I think talking about you got this, encourage others with you got this, and encourage, you know, when you see a black rubber band, do kind acts in honor of Kendall. Another thing I want to talk about is her songs that she loved. Mm-hmm. So Always Stay Humble and Kind by Tim McGraw was one of her favorites. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of her message and her legacy and how she continues to live on and shine on. And I do feel she's still powerfully, even more powerfully, like my dad in a way too, like having an effect on the world in such a positive way. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about ways we remember our loved ones on the difficult days, because that's, you know, something that I've been doing for 20 years now. My dad's passed, and I know Kendall's 4 years it'll be coming up. And I think that's really important to acknowledge these difficult dates, you know, their heavenly birthday, the date they passed, all these different difficult times. And you need to figure out, what am I going to do? It's not really a celebration, but it's more of like, how am I going to remember them? How am I going to do something good in their honor? Mm-hmm. So can you talk about what you and Taylor kind of, you know, recently did in honor of Kendall?
She wanted to go to Paris for her graduation trip, and Luke Combs was her absolute favorite. We actually have Better Together on her bench at the cemetery, and Luke Combs was going to be playing in Paris in October after she would have graduated. So that's when we decided to make our trip over to Paris and got tickets for Luke Combs in a small venue with 500 people. It was amazing. And our whole trip was based around, you know, Kendall, and we got lots of signs while we were over there.
Yeah.
And the other song, Humble and Kind, was a song that I wrote to her for her fifth grade graduation. We had to write letters. I included on my second page of my letter to always stay humble and kind to the words, you know, from Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
And yeah, so ever since then, that's, you know, and Taylor and I find Better Together everywhere we go to.
Yeah.
You know, wherever we just places that all of a sudden it pops up, you know, Better Together.
Well, and I think that's her message to you too. Like, we're better together. Yeah. We're better doing things together still, even though she's not physically here. Mm-hmm. You're better for the world doing things together and, you know, keeping her spirit and legacy alive. One more thing I want to talk about is your tattoos. So a lot of people get memorial tattoos after a loved one passes away. And tell us a little bit about your tattoo and maybe Taylor and how you guys remember Kendall and what you chose to do.
Well, first of all, it took us about a year to finally do it because her and I are both afraid of needles. So Taylor found a tattoo artist near her home in San Diego that was a good fit for us because she does it lighter. And we thought, okay, maybe we can handle this, right? So in getting a tattoo, there's a lot involved because it's you definitely have to think about where you want to put it.
And what you want to play.
Yes. But I think the first question they ask is where you want to put it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that was easy for me. I wanted it over my heart.
Right.
So coming up with it, with what I wanted, really came with help from Kendall's friends. Because before Kendall passed, we spent our last vacation in Kiowa Island together. And Kendall did a photo shoot on the beach with Taylor, and the girls, Kendall's friends, loved this one photo of her standing on the beach with like her arms up, and look, she was looking up, like up in the sky. And the girls, right after she passed, they made a poster out of it, and then eventually the poster became into a print, and then the poster came into a painting that someone did, and then it became into a sketch. So I thought, you know what? That's perfect. That's what I'm going to use. So I have a picture of that sketched onto my, over my heart.
It's a beautiful picture of her, and just reminds you of her love for swimming and and kind of just her angelic mission while she was here and beyond. Mm-hmm. And I know Taylor had gotten a couple tattoos now, right?
Yes. Well, some of Kendall's friends went over. I took them once over to Indiana to get tattoos because they were under 18, so they weren't allowed to get them here.
Cool mom.
So they all got wings with a heart in the middle. And Taylor was going to do that too. And then she decided that she wanted to use Kendall's cursive K from one of her writings. So she got the two wings and then a cursive K in the middle. And she put it right on her bicep. And then she posted it and said her strong angel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She really is motivated by Kendall's legacy. And I know it's a big part of her life, and she's getting married soon and, incorporating Kendall into those services and ceremonies and special moments. That's really important. Yeah. I know it's your whole family.
Well, her second tattoo is a hang loose sign. She just got a little one right here on her lower arm. That was probably our favorite memory together because I took the girls to Hawaii for spring break one year, and Taylor had kept Kendall made a hang loose, one of those little sculptures in high school.
Like a clay.
Yes.
I think I made my parents an ashtray.
Yeah.
Like, why? Right. I don't make those anymore.
So she decided to get that little hang loose sign, since she's getting married in Hawaii. And we know that Kendall will be there with us.
Yeah. There's been a lot of signs of Kendall in Hawaii and then the whole hang loose tattoo and everything. Mm-hmm. I know. She's still, so much a part of your everyday, which is beautiful. And that's, why I created Together at Peace. So it's okay to talk about it, and it's okay to like do all the things every single day and, let them feel like they're still living through you and making an impact on the world. I think another beautiful thing that I just think it's almost hard just because like, I wouldn't be here today unless my dad passed away. And like, you wouldn't be here today without Kendall passing away. And I just think there's a purpose in our lives that we don't necessarily want it to be, but you're in a situation and you have to move forward. And I think if you can do good in this world and let them live through you, and I think they're in a more powerful position when they're, not in their bodies anymore. And I think you really truly embody that purpose. And in your faith, I know, is a big part of your life too. And believing without seeing, I think that's something, that's a big, powerful part of my life too. And I just feel so grateful to have met you and have met Kendall and all of your family and friends through that, and hoping to continue to share her story and spread her kindness and in her honor and in your honor and doing it together. It just really means so much to me that I'm just really grateful for you to sit down with us today and share some of your stories. And is there any other stories or things that you would, like, I know you have so many amazing signs and stories. So before we kind of wrap up, I would just love if you have any last, you know, thoughts or stories that you'd love to share that maybe, I don't even know, because we've spent so much time together.
Well, gosh, I said we could talk about this for, you know, 2 hours. But just one thing I thought about this morning, you know, waking up, Kendall loved Bath and Body Works, and she had, I found in her things, Beautiful Day body spray and gel, and I used it. And then when I used it all up, and it the container was all flowers. Well, I ordered more because I had to get it on the internet because it was all discontinued. When I got my package, they had redone the packaging into clouds.
Oh my gosh. Oh, wow. I got the chills.
So
I didn't get myself so much.
So it's something I wear every day, and
that's beautiful.
Right?
Wow. But, and all those little things happen. You're always seeing signs of like, you got this. And yeah. Honestly, yesterday she sent me a picture. It had "you got this." And then above it were daisies, and it was in Starbucks. Like, the daisies are part of we're incorporating that into the Sparkle of Hope luncheon for this mm-hmm, year. Yeah. And so it was just like a little sign from Kendall. Like, I know I never met her, but I really do feel like she helps me doing, you know,
a part of
with
it.
These little signs and hope, you know, spreading kindness and letting your legacy live on. And it's just, it's a beautiful thing. And thank you for sharing her story. And
well, Christine, you have given me hope. You have given me hope. I was laughing the other day because I thought, you know what? You're like my journal. I don't write journal. You know,
I don't either.
But I'm like, you know what? Christine's like my journal. Because I love telling you my stories. And, you know, I've even told you some stories that I'm like, okay, if I tell anybody else's story, they're going to think I'm crazy.
Amazing.
Amazing. Because I have said, I have, you know, let that be known that I have replaced the word crazy with amazing.
I know. I love that you say right? that. It's perfect. Because sometimes you're like, you're going to think I'm crazy, but this just happened. And now Brittany's getting in on the signs too. Because she's like, oh my goodness. Like, you're never going to believe what happened. Like, I just had this crazy thing happen at 11:11.
I sent her an email this morning and I'm like, and it's 11:11. You can't miss it. You can't miss it.
Well, and you know, one thing right now too, it's like, I have, you know, I had a hard time at first going back to work and laying over. I just did turns. And if I did lay over somewhere, I either went to Dallas or San Diego, where, you know, Taylor is, or my sister. My first layover, you know, because my safe spot was at home. Mm-hmm. So I decided to bid these Cabo layovers, 24-hour layovers. So I thought, okay, I'm going to try them. I bid them all month, but I thought, why did I do that? Because I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it.
Right.
My first layover that month, it was a year later after Kendall passed. And I thought, okay, I'm going to try this, see if I can do it. And the captain was a friend of mine. So I ended up telling him the story about the black rubber bands on the flight. Well, we go on our layover, and first thing that happens, I go out on the beach and there's a big heart cloud on the beach. And I thought, you know what? Okay, I can do this. She's with me. She's right here with me.
She's with you everywhere. Yeah. She's really traveled and shows you the signs everywhere you go.
Yes. Well, then we're walking down the beach and Eric came and met me. I was walking with one of the other flight attendants, and we were just walking and talking. And I just got done telling Eric the black rubber band story on the plane. And what happens? A black rubber band comes floating up
on the goodness. Beach.
Eric just looked at me and he's like, oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh. That's it. But it is so amazing.
Yes.
And I think that's the takeaway, you know, look around, because the signs, they're not like going to like come and knock on your, you know, shoulder, but they're everywhere. You have to be open to it.
You have to be open to it.
Yeah.
You know, like another example, like I have been doing layovers since January. Like, I just got this sweatshirt. It says travel is my therapy, because I always used to think when I was on layovers, I wish my girls could be with me, you know, to see what,
like, all these beautiful places you're going.
Well, now I know Kendall's with me.
Right. Like, you don't have to think about it. Yes. You know, she's right there with you.
Yes. And like, I have been doing Costa Rica and I've been doing Punta Cana, and I have been swimming with the turtles and I've been totally playing with the monkeys. And it has been, it's just been
therapeutic.
Therapeutic.
Yeah.
Well, now all of a sudden I'm getting, and lavender too. Like, my layover yesterday, the beach was filled with lavender shells.
Really?
Yes. And we stayed at a Planet Hollywood, and everything's in purple. Oh. Everything's in purple.
Purple. Yeah. Purple color.
Yes.
Everywhere.
But now I've been finding, I went in Kendall's room the other day and she has a big basket of 100 stuffed animals. And what is sitting on the top is a little lavender monkey.
Oh, yeah. You meant to tell me that story. Mm-hmm. Oh, because that's where the lavender monkey comes in. Okay.
And then I went to Walgreens to get a few things last week. And I was looking in the section for the dogs, and there is a lavender monkey dog toy.
Well, you have to tell a little bit about the dogs. I know we could be talking for hours, but the dog, it plays an important role in the story too. So Kendall loved her dog.
Zoe. Yes. Yes. Zoe is actually has her picture up on the bench in the cemetery. We were very fortunate that we were allowed to bury Zoe with Kendall.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, I have gotten another puppy from the same breeder, and we decided to name him Choey. And we named him after Zoe, and we named him after her best friend, which is Alex Cho.
Yeah.
And so now we have, we have little Choey, and
the dogs, they bring you joy, and they
bring me
joy. Kendall really loved her dogs. And I think that's just it's very therapeutic and helpful to have a furry little friend. By your side.
I almost brought him with me today, but then
you should have. Next time, bring Choey. Choey is welcome here.
Yeah. Choey can come.
Yes. We have an empty seat for Choey.
And now Choey has a monkey toy, a purple monkey toy. Oh my goodness.
Well, you know what? Sky, my other, I just adopted him.
Oh yeah.
He loves your lavender beer.
Oh really?
Oh yeah. He
is it too heavy?
Oh no! It's like a weighted blanket,
a little weighted toy. He carries it around.
Oh, he always takes it.
That's so cute. Aw, well, I mean, I just love, you know, being close to you and hearing all the stories and just doing life together and sharing stories on Together at Peace and all of your signs, and encouraging everyone to check out our blog about Kendall and just some takeaways from today. You know, encourage others with the "you got this" phrase. I feel like that would be, it's so helpful. I say it all the time now too, to my kids, to my friends, to my family. Look for black rubber bands and remember the circle of kindness and Kendall's fun-loving spirit and how she always lifted others up. And then listen to those songs. Always stay humble and kind and better together. And I think, you know, just encouraging each other to keep the memories alive and keep looking for signs and talking about our loved ones and keeping them a part of our everyday. So thank you again for being with us today. Can we love you so much?
Thank you. Thank you for
having me. I'm sure you'll be back on again.
Yeah. See you next week, Kim.
Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, and thank you to all of you joining us today. And hopefully you can share this episode with a friend who's also lost a loved one. We look forward to hearing from all of you out there. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.